This is VOA News, reporting via remote. I'm Jeff Custer. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky is warning Russian troops will move to even larger operations in eastern Ukraine, while saying Ukrainian forces will be ready and will answer. Speaking during a nightly video address late Sunday, Zelensky said the days ahead will be as crucial as any in the six-week-old conflict. He also said during an interview with the U.S. CBS News program 60 Minutes broadcast Sunday that Ukraine's survival depends on the United States stepping up shipments of weapons, and that he's given a list of what Ukraine needs to U.S. President Joe Biden. Zelensky said he has the list. President Biden can enter history as the person who stood shoulder to shoulder with the Ukrainian people, who won and chose the right to have their own country. This also depends on him, meaning Biden. Meanwhile, European Union foreign ministers are meeting Monday to weigh the effectiveness of the bloc's response to the Russian invasion of Ukraine. Associated Press correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Foreign policy chief Josep Borrell, who's chairing the meeting in Luxembourg, deplores what he calls the brutal, brutal aggression of Russian troops. Following a visit to Ukraine over the weekend, Borrell says the next phase of the war has begun.
I'm afraid the Russian troops are massing on the east to launch an attack into Donbas. The Ukrainians are very much aware of that. So I'm afraid that the next day the war will increase on the Donbas.
The ministers will hold talks with the International Criminal Court's Prosecutor General Karim Khan as Western pressure mounts to hold to account those responsible for any war crimes in Ukraine. Borrell says sanctions are always on the table. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
This is VOA News. Incumbent French President Emmanuel Macron and far-right leader Marine Le Pen will face off against each other in a presidential runoff vote April 24th, following the first round of the presidential election on Sunday. Macron won about 27% of the vote to Le Pen's 24%, with more than 90% of the votes counted. Analysts had feared there would be a low turnout, with pre-election polls forecasting Macron and Le Pen as the likely contenders in the runoff. But in the end, turnout was better than feared, hovering around 75%, with long lines seen stretching out in front of some polling stations in Paris on Sunday. The run-up to this vote saw Macron's once comfortable lead evaporate. Pre-election polls found Le Pen enjoying a last-minute surge following her campaign that emphasized cost-of-living concerns, which appealed to working-class voters. Le Pen also worked to soften her anti-immigration Eurosceptic image, which appears to have worked so far. Left-wing voters will be crucial in determining the outcome of the election. Third-place challenger, hard-left veteran Jean-Luc Mélenchon, who finished with about 22% of the vote, barely out of the running, told supporters not one single vote should go to the far-right Le Pen, but stopped short of endorsing Macron. President Biden later Monday will be announcing new ways to try to remove so-called ghost guns off the streets and will nominate a new leader for the federal agency that enforces U.S. gun regulations. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
The White House will be releasing new rules on ghost guns, privately made firearms that don't have serial numbers that are increasingly popping up at crime scenes. While it's hard to know how many there are, the Justice Department reported in a recent four-year period, nearly 24,000 of these untraceable weapons were recovered. Gun rights groups are expected to sue against the new rules. Meanwhile, sources say President Biden will nominate former Ohio U.S. Attorney Steve Dettelbach to head the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives. But confirmation could be an uphill battle. Since the ATF position became confirmable in 2006, both the Republican and Democratic administrations failed to get their nominees approved by Congress. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Twitter chief executive Parag Agrawal announced late Sunday the biggest shareholder in the social media platform, Elon Musk, has decided not to join the company's board. Musk, who calls himself a free speech absolutist and has been critical of Twitter, disclosed a 9.1% stake in the company April 4th and said he plans to bring about significant improvements at the social media platform. His appointment to the board was to become effective Saturday, but in a statement on Twitter, Agrawal said Musk told him Saturday he will no longer be joining the board. Repeating this hour's top news story, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky is warning Russian troops will move to even larger operations in eastern Ukraine. Reporting to your remote, I'm Jeff.